Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
Hello viewers, today we are preparing a Bosnian recipe called tufahi. To make tufahi we will need 100 grams of walnuts, 100 grams of chocolate, 50 grams of raisins, 250 grams of brown sugar, and 1/2 liter of water. We are going to first peel and core the apples. I'm going to show you how I'm peeling the apples, a little particular way of doing it. And then we are going to put the peels here to recycle it for our garden. I start from the bottom. I'm just doing like little circle, you know, going to down.
Would you like me to peel that?
Yeah, you can use the peeler, please, and we'll just do the peeling. And you may use organic apples, any size actually. I use small apples because they are easy, less time to bake than a bigger one. And it's like portion size actually. And we'll first peel it and then we'll core them. And this is the easiest way how to peel the apples. Yeah, you're doing good job. A couple more to go. And then we'll core the apples with the spoons actually. I use the spoons because they are handy, you know, and also they can serve the purpose. And
okay, so you put the apples just in the dish?
In the baking
like this
dish.
Right now, this just is standing up?
Okay. Yeah, with the buttons up actually, because buttons are a little bit wider.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to core the...
going to core the apple after...
Yes, okay. And then we are going to fill them with the fill. Mm-hmm. Actually, this dish is very old recipes from probably... medieval times, you know, and when people were using just the nuts and not chocolate at that time, but
okay. So is that a dessert that you
is dessert. We can just put it in and then it's okay, just a little bit.
Okay.
And now we can save that one to mix all the ingredients and we can use this sharing it. And if you use a little spoon and just do it like slowly like this.
So you
do the circle, scooping actually and coring the apple.
See. Okay.
Yeah. Just be careful because the apple can break, you know.
Yeah.
But we need to take seeds out actually.
Okay.
And
I see what you mean.
Yeah, and then just scooping out
the bottom.
Yeah, you do the bottoms and I will do the big part, you know.
That would be much better. You're much better at this than I am.
And see, now we see the seeds, but the seeds are going out now with and then we are going to feel it. This is a little technique that always works. See, you can see that the apple is now
it's nice
without the seeds. And
I'll let you do this one.
Okay.
And I'll do the bottom.
We'll do it. And you can just use small spoon. It will work. It works always.
Okay.
And
that's a nice little technique. I didn't know about that one. So do you make this dessert for a special occasion?
No, you make it every day actually. But you know what? I usually make it in the summertime, you know, because it's nice and cool. If you put it in refrigerated, you know,
it's
apples
nice
can stay like for a couple of days and with all the filling and everything.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Now I'm starting to see the core of the apple here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going like circle motions always.
It takes practice, but it works out.
Yeah, it works out.
Okay.
And
here's the seeds coming out.
The most difficult part is actually the technique how to take the seeds out. But It's also the fun part, you know. I took yellow delicious apples mm-hmm. because they are soft, but you can use any kind of baking apple actually to do it. And what we are going to do is mix all ingredients together. 100 grams of almonds, 100 grams of chocolate, 50 grams of raisins, and we are just going to mix it together, everything. Mix it well. And the chocolate
smells so good.
Yes. And we'll just stuff the apples and push it a little bit in.
So you really pack
the inside
really of the apples.
And like we said, bottom is up. That way it's like wider. Mm-hmm. Entry and just pack it in. Everything like that. We'll take this one. Awesome. You can use any type of apple. You may use the yellow delicious, you may use baking apples. And I don't recommend too big apples because, you know, it will take a longer time for them to cook. And also, you know, it's too big of the portion. That's why I choose to have like a small apples. And now I'm just going to pour this on top of it.
On top of the apples.
Yeah, on top of the apples. Mm-hmm. And that's done. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to mix sugar with the, this is 250 grams of sugar, brown sugar, with a half liter of water. We are going to mix it. So you may use technique like boiling it in the stove, or you can just dissolve it like this and just mix it well and then pour it on. I will just mix it together now because it's
so you don't pour that on the apples themselves, but you pour it
on the side.
So to make sure.
We are going to bake apples for half an hour in the oven, probably 380 degrees. The apples are baked and we are just going to sprinkle a little bit of chocolate on the plate.
They look delicious.
And here. Yeah, that's just a little decoration. And we'll choose the...
It smells so good.
Yeah. We'll just put it on the middle of the plate. We can put a little bit of the chocolatey liquid on top. And voila! It's done. And... we can try the delicious tofahkiye. Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television with more constructive programming. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. God bless you and your loved ones. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.